This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interests. Speaking at the concluding plenary session of the dialogue, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council GCC, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. Dr. Jaishankar projected India's growth trajectory, stating that as a nearly $4 trillion economy expected to double this decade, India's engagement with the region will only deepen. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today lauded the role of the Border Security Force, BSF, in securing borders, preventing infiltration and counterfeit currency, and dealing with left-wing extremism. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 60th Foundation Day celebrations of the BSF at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah praised the BSF for its six decades of service as the country's first line of defense. He highlighted the force's courage, valor, and sacrifices. He acknowledged the BSF's critical role in securing both the eastern and western borders since 1965. The Home Minister noted that the border security policy of the country had been unclear for years, but under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, significant changes have been made. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh left for Moscow today on a three-day visit to Russia. The defense minister and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow on Tuesday. The two leaders will review the entire range of the multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. As part of the visit, Mr. Singh will also commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate, INS Sushil, at Yantra Shipyard, Kaliningrad, tomorrow. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, will accompany him for the commissioning ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana tomorrow. During his Rajasthan visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. More than 5,000 business and trade representatives, diplomats and investors, delegates and other participants will attend the Grand Investment Summit. MOUs worth 30 lakh crore rupees have been signed for investment proposals prior to the summit. Representatives from 32 countries are participating in the investment summit, with 17 of them being the partner countries. In Syria, opposition forces swept into Damascus today, marking a historic turning point in the country's long-running civil war as Bashar Assad's government collapsed, triggering celebrations in the capital and raising regional security concerns. In a dramatic development, Syrian rebels stormed Iran's embassy in Damascus, while Hezbollah withdrew all its forces from Syria as opposition factions approached the capital, according to two Lebanese security sources. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms with lightning at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bihar, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Tripura can experience dense fog in the night and morning hours tomorrow. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, India's D. Kukesh has taken a 6-5 lead after defeating defending champion Dingli Rain in the 11th round in Singapore today. With this win, Gukesh has succeeded in breaking the spate of draws and stepped closer towards becoming the youngest ever world champion. In Men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket, Bangladesh defeated India in the final today to lift the cup. The defending champions beat India by 59 runs at the Dubai International Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.